What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And over in California, Chapman University is going to have a segregated cultural graduation ceremonies. There's going to be a black graduation, APIDA graduation, lavender graduation, disability graduation, Middle Eastern graduation, and Latinx graduation. That other gentleman, Ty Smith, was right. You know, it's complete reversal of Martin Luther King. So the segregated ceremonies will take place on July 30th, July 31st, August 1st, August 6th, August 7th, and August 8th. So, my goodness. I mean, it's just hard to recognize this country anymore. Now, there was a pride march in Wilton Manors, Florida, and it was basically canceled because there was a deadly incident at the beginning when a man drove a truck into a crowd of celebrants, killing one person, injuring another. Now, the mayor of the Florida city of Fort Lauderdale, Gene Trantalis, basically came on out saying this was a terrorist attack against the LGBTQ community. And as it turned out, first of all, the driver was wearing a pride shirt as well, and the police have concluded it was just an ordinary traffic accident in which the truck simply went out of control, and it was not intentional. But this is how politicians work. Whatever happens, you know, just turn it to whatever the agenda happens to be. Okay. Over in New Zealand, they're sparking a little bit of outrage. You know, we're coming up on the Tokyo Olympics. They have chosen a transgender woman weightlifter to be on the women's weightlifting team. Now, this individual, Laurel Hubbard, competed as a man until 2013, and other weightlifters are saying this is just a bad joke. And female athletes are being urged to boycott the Tokyo Olympics because of what New Zealand has done. New Zealand is being accused of cheating by putting a transgender weightlifter on the women's weightlifting team. And anyway, story coming on out of Crack News here, and we saw a little bit of this last week. You've got the corporate media propagandists, prostitutes, correspondents are showing their hatred of America. They're out there saying they are now triggered by displays of the American flag. And again, it's like a Mao's Cultural Revolution. You know, all the old stuff has to go away. The Confederate statues, even some, you know, the statues of the founding fathers. Now they're going after the flag. Okay. Now, Lauren Boebert has come out with a response to this idea of being triggered by the flag. Simply find a country with a flag you like and go live there. I think that's a good, good response. Up in Evanston, Illinois, they hosted a Juneteenth parade and a gay pride parade, but they are canceling the July 4th parade and fireworks. And yeah, it's, you know, erase the old and impose a new, no matter how crazy it is. All right, now we're going to get into computers and stuff. Philips has these smart bulbs. They're called the Philips Hue. It's part of the Internet of Things, and your little home controller or computer can communicate with these bulbs to change their brightness and their colors. And it has now come on out that these light bulbs can be hacked. There's a bug that allows them to be infiltrated with a drone that hovers outside the building. They were able to gain access to the bulbs as well as the control bridge leading to the user's network. So be very careful about those things. Story coming on out of Forbes, no less. According to research from Beyond Trust, the total number of vulnerabilities relating to Microsoft products has jumped by 48% compared with 2019. And there is a new Windows 10 security shock as 1,000 vulnerabilities have been revealed. So maybe that's why they're coming out with Windows 11, is they just they just can't fix the old one. Remember when Windows 10 came out and Microsoft said this will be the last operating system? Everything from here on will be, you know, improving and refining, and this is it. No more Windows. And then, you know, later this month comes Windows 11, and we're still trying to figure out if this is going to be a free upgrade like Windows 10 was, or if they're going to try and gouge us for yet more money. Now, IBM has decided to get out of the facial recognition business, saying they're concerned about how the technology can be used for mass surveillance and racial profiling. And I think one of the reasons may be that facial recognition has never proven out to be 100% reliable. Anyway, IBM is one of several firms that had sought to improve the accuracy of their face scanning software after research found racial and gender disparities, but the new CEO is questioning whether it should be used by police at all. Okay, that's a good one. Getting into the science and space news, and by the way, the phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. NASA's Perseverance rover is finally getting down to actual science. You know, it landed on Mars way back in February, and it's been sending back images of the Martian surface. But it really hasn't been doing all that much. It's roved a little bit. The attention and focus has been focused on the helicopter Ingenuity, which is going through its tests and is now actually flown to a new landing site. So now they've worked the bugs out of their toys, and they're going to actually start doing real science here, and that would be a good thing, I think. The venerable Hubble Space Telescope has gone down. The concern is that the 1980s era electronics may have started to decay. There is a computer that controls all the science instruments. It stopped working. They were concerned that maybe a memory card went bad. The Hubble was built to be able to do limited self-testing and repairing along the lines of the Voyager. But this breakdown may just mean that if they can't get that computer back up and running, then Hubble is basically well, it looks pretty there in orbit, but, it's days. But, of course, the timing is great because it's about to be replaced by the James Webb Space Telescope, which is, a gargantuan-sized optical instrument. Now, I guess NASA has been sort of embarrassed by China, which put a lander on the far side of the moon, relaying the data back to Earth with an orbiter. So NASA has now decided they are going to land payloads on the far side of the moon. And they've chosen three new scientific payloads under its Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, which is part of the Artemis program. I guess you can call up NASA, and if you've got the money, they'll put something on the moon for you. So of those three payloads, two will be landing on the hemisphere that always faces away from our planet. And its purpose is to gather data about the area as a potential future destination for Artemis astronauts. Now, the far side of the moon remains pretty much untouched by machines and spacecraft until China's Chang'e 4 landed back in 2019. And there are notable differences between the near side and the far side. They want to understand the tectonic activity on the far side, and so they're going. All right. We mentioned before, NASA is sending two probes back to Venus, and now they're going to get involved in a third one with the European Space Agency. And on June 10th, European Space Agency announced the selection of Envision as its newest medium-class science mission. This will make detailed observations of Venus to understand its history and understand the connections between the atmosphere and geologic processes. And NASA is a key partner in the mission, providing the synthetic aperture radar to make high-resolution measurements of the surface features. Okay. Now, up until now, all the rovers on Mars, I mean, beginning with Sojourner, which goes back to 1997, their rovers are all wheeled. Now, rolling is far more stable and energy efficient than walking. But the problem is, though, wheels can only go so many places. To explore complicated Martian terrain like steep hills, you need to have a walking robot. And so NASA is starting to build a robot. Actually, it's a team of scientists from ETH Zurich in Switzerland and the Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research in Germany. They have built a small quadrupedal robot called Spacebok, designed to mimic an animal's gait across the surface. Okay, we already talked about Hubble. Oh, my goodness, I got through the news faster than I expected. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And looking for some more news here. There is concern about how China is basically obtaining financial interest and control of various key ports around the world. And so there is concern over the port of Newcastle, which is currently half owned by the Chinese. And there's now a pushback from the government to say that there need to be tougher laws to prevent China from just coming on in and buying up the place. And China has made great strides in terms of port technology. They are building or have built, I don't know if it's been completed or not, a new wider Panama Canal. So we're going to start seeing the construction of even larger container ships and sadly warships that will take advantage of the new wider canal. Okay. Don Lemon is out there, pushing this race-baiting narrative, and it does look like there is a plan out there to divide America along racial lines, and that is definitely, a tremendous concern. It's tearing our country apart. It really is. Okay. I guess Chicago's getting tired of the crime spree up there. Suburb of Chicago, Orland Park, has passed a new ordinance that will decriminalize concealed carry prohibited area violations imposed on them by Cook County and the state of Illinois. And so more people are going to be carrying concealed there, and if the criminals are aware of that, they're going to go someplace else. Have you ever noticed that criminals always go to places where guns are most tightly controlled? There is a reason for that, and it's called not getting shot. Okay. All righty. Internet star Jimmy Dore got his vaccine 2 months ago. He is still suffering side effects from that. And it's now come on out that YouTube has been defending Joe Biden by rigging the like and dislike counts on all the videos of him. So corporate media is still out there being a big problem. Now, the Air Force is out there playing with their new toy, and it's called Thor, which stands for Tactical High Power Operational Responder. And they really had to work to get that one. And it is an anti-drone defense system that uses very powerful focused microwaves to disrupt the electronics of an enemy drone. Well, the enemy drones will probably just put up some kind of EMF shielding. But this is the thing they got there. And they're saying According to the official statement, a target is identified. The silent weapon discharges in less than a second. The impact is instantaneous. Well, yeah, because microwaves travel at the speed of light. CNN has actually confirmed that Donald Trump does plan to run for Speaker of the House in 2022 and says that might actually be a good idea. And now Ted Cruz went head-to-head with Biden's nominee to head the ATF. And the fact of the matter is the ATF has made a great case for abolishing the ATF. And I mentioned before the fiasco at Waco. And the reason that all came about is the ATF had recently been given more power to enforce gun laws. And there had been a series of embarrassing mistakes, kicking down the wrong door, shooting innocent Americans who were trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And there was even talk of reining the BATF back in. So the BATF got it into their heads. They needed a spectacular success, something that would get newspaper coverage and saying, oh, see what the ATF is doing. And so they decided to target the Branch Davidians. Now, the Branch Davidians supported their little community by buying old guns, refurbishing and repairing them, and reselling them at gun shows, this being Texas, where this all took place. And it was all perfectly legal. And David Koresh, who's been demonized, to justify what followed, was on good terms with the BATF. They went shooting together. Koresh would bring the guns, and BATF and the local police would bring the ammunition, and they'd have a good old afternoon. When Koresh had taken over the Branch Davidian compound, he discovered the previous manager, if you will, had set up a meth lab on the property, and he promptly called the police and had them come and remove it. So he was really a good guy. And so anyway, the BATF said, we're going to raid them and say they were making illegal guns. We're going to get all kinds of positive newspaper coverage. And then the Congress will not be able to restrict our charter in the future. And so they showed on up there, and it was all blown because, you know, they invited the press to go along. And one of the reporters knew David Koresh and called him and said, do you know there's a BATF raid on the way? David said, no, but we'll see what this is all about. So the BATF shows up. David Koresh opens the front door of the Branch Davidian compound, and he's promptly shot in the groin. And it went downhill from there. And it finally ended with that massive fire that just basically destroyed everything. And, looking at photos of that whole situation, all the bullet holes are from the outside going in. All this story of massive fire coming back is absolutely not true because all of the working guns happened to be out at a gun show that day. And in the ruins of the Branch Davidian Church, in the room where they stored the guns are still there with the ashes of the church falling all over them, proving they had not been moved at any time during that whole siege. And so it was a really ugly situation, and they basically killed everybody in the church, then bulldozed it all, took everything they found and buried it at an undisclosed location, and got their friends in Hollywood and the media to demonize Koresh and portray the Branch Davidians as a bunch of gun nut crazies. And by the way, Biden's nominee for the BATF was part of that little fiasco. So, anyway. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And, by the way, a little comment about last Friday. The Friday show was supposed to be Steve Elkins, but he had a little bit of a problem with his Skype. We sorted it out over the weekend. So, we got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be right back. Join us on the air. Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And, you know, do join us on the air. Meanwhile, I want to talk about all of a sudden this ransomware problem, cybercrime problem. And I've noticed in the security systems we have on this computer, the number of attempts to plant malware on my machine have really just skyrocketed in the last week. And it reminded me of something that happened back in the 1990s when Senator Exon was pushing something called the Communications Decency Act. This was the first effort by the government to try and control speech on the internet. And it was being sold on the idea that the internet was a haven of disgusting pornography. And at the same time he was starting to push this idea of the Communications Decency Act, the internet was all of a sudden flooded with all kinds of pornography. Now, back then, this being before browsers and such, people communicated with each other through something called Usenet, which was kind of a bulletin board system, and it had different little special groups. There were groups for recipes and groups for scenic photography and groups for antique refinishing and all kinds of stuff like that. And there was a whole separate area of groups for people who were interested in more adult fare, as it were. And they sort of kept to themselves and we kept to ourselves. But as soon as Senator Exon started talking, this porn started getting posted into all of the inappropriate groups, like the recipe group and the scenic photography group, and some of it was really badly, badly done. And, of course, we tried to police it and say, you know, you know, go over to the alt hierarchy, you can post that there, and they'd come back and say, I have a First Amendment right to post this here in this group. And, you know, we got suspicious and tracked the IPs and discovered all of this porn was coming from computers that were either connected with the military or the government. And it was really, really bad. And then once the vote on the Communications Decency Act was over, like a switch was thrown, the porn went away. Well, we're seeing the same thing happen here, where all of a sudden there's this giant increase in malware and ransomware. And I'm going to make a prediction here that there's going to be some kind of an effort to impose even more controls onto the internet because of the cybercrime problem. And it will do nothing about the cybercrime. It will, like gun laws, only affect the law-abiding citizens and never the criminals. Okay, we finally got people calling on in. We're going to start with Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Is there any possible way NASA can land something or somehow prove that Apollo went to the moon that way? Idiots can move on to something else.
Well, I mean, you know, the NASA sites have been imaged by spacecraft from other countries, not all of whom are our friends.
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't stop it, though. Oh, well, I guess just it's almost like a little cult, you know.
The whole fake Apollo thing is deliberately put on the internet to try and make us look kooky so that people will, you know, stay loyal to ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth and so on. It is a propaganda technique called kookification. It involves, the fake Apollo one, that's kind of faded away because the Apollo landing sites have been successfully imaged. But there's still out there, the Flat Earth Society is a recent one, for example. And, chemtrails and, flying saucers and UFOs kind of stuff. It's all designed to try and make us look bad to the casual visitor.
Right. Yeah, I get it. One tidbit, because it's been a long time. I was, you and I are old enough to remember. Maybe some people aren't. But the ATF, when they did the raid on the Branch Davidians, they shot each other. It was such a bunch operation.
Yeah, there was one case where it was even on video. They were shooting at each other through a wall.
Yeah, and a lot of children were killed in that too.
Yes, they were.
And the fires were intentionally set with a tank with a flamethrower or some kind of incendiary device on the front. They said it was gas with a flame, and there's also FLIR footage. From the air, that you can see snipers were shooting at people as they tried to get out.
Yeah, it was an ugly, ugly situation. They did not want any survivors. You know, it's the same like when Israel attacked the USS Liberty and they machine-gunned the lifeboats. They did not want any survivors to challenge the official story. Same reason Flight 93 got shot down.
Yeah, there's some questions about that as well. Are you aware of how the people are being treated there, that they were arrested after the Capitol 6 protest?
They're being treated very badly. Anyway, Bruce, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you.
Okay.
We'll be right back. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show here. We're on the phone now with Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, you were starting to talk about the treatment of all the people who were arrested for the January 6th protest at the Capitol building. Bruce, are you there? Okay, I think we lost Bruce. So
no,
let's
I'm
go
here.
To.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had it muted because I had a heavy thunderstorm go by.
Yeah, I got one over my head right now, too.
Yeah, they're being kept in, a lot of them in solitary confinement in a 7-by-10-foot cell. They're only given 1 hour out of the cell at a time where they can maybe walk around. Exercise, not allowed to associate with other prisoners. They're fed slop. They try to slop in the morning. Maybe something halfway animal to eat at lunch, and then bologna and fake cheese in the evening. One of them's been beaten, and he might lose an eye, and his jaw is wired shut. The jail, the Washington, D.C. jail will not respond to questions from reporters or everything that the attorneys try to get out of them has to go through a judge. And I mean, I read a book on a pilot who stayed at the Hanoi Hilton, and these prisoners, these people, these citizens who went in to protest gross election fraud, or you know, they sing the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance through the cell wall. This needs to get more attention, I think. I mean, it's flying under the radar. This is a Soviet Union era.
Yes, it is.
Gitmo all together, you know.
I agree.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Okay, that's what I had for today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch to Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called about BlackRock. Last caller had some good points, though. I mean, you know, what's pretty pathetic is Elizabeth Warren's the only one that spoke up for their civil rights there in the Capitol. I don't see Ted Cruz or Mitch McConnell or anybody. You know, what they're trying to do is take advantage of it. They're going along with the narrative of this terrorism and trying to pass a second Patriot Act aimed at Americans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about BlackRock? I mean, I get mad. You had a guy call in last week giving you a hard time about bailing college kids out of their, you know, their big hole that ruins their life. And it's like the conservatives, you know, the whole movement makes a huge deal about that. And he's saying, oh, you're not going to take my money and pay for some kid. But then, you know, BlackRock, I researched it before 08. They weren't that big. They got big because of our bailouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they devalue our money, give it to these guys, these hedge funds and stuff, bail them out. And then we just went through another one with COVID, you know, $8-9 trillion. And we're,
yep.
If you divide that by the number of Americans, it would have been, you know, up in the like $20,000 or $15,000 each for each American. We didn't get that. So I mean, this should be stopped. I think it used to be illegal. They probably got rid of that regulation, you know, that prevented a big corporation from buying up these towns. I was trying to buy a house looking at maybe even Oklahoma City, but, you know, everywhere, doesn't matter where you go, Arkansas, Oklahoma, they're just being bought up, and the prices are going up and up and up. And what do you think's... It just reminds me of the protocols of the Elder of Zion. You know, let's take everyone's private property. You know, Larry Fink's part of the tribe. He runs BlackRock. I think he's way more of a big someone we should talk about more, Larry Fink versus George Soros. It's kind of all part of the same plan. Or, you know, is it the protocols of Zion, or is it the New World Order? Or, well, I don't even know what to call it, but maybe these guys are just waiting for a new collapse to buy everything up, or maybe they know it's all going to collapse.
Yeah, I think that's generally
houses.
What they like to do is they like to collapse everything and then, you know, buy it all up pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, so I wonder what they're, is there anyone trying to stop this? I mean, it would totally ruin private property, because if there is another collapse, I heard there's like a couple million houses in almost foreclosure, so...
I mean, end of this month, you know, that moratorium ends, and we're going to see either a lot of homeless Americans or a lot of suicided landlords.
I don't, and maybe right now they're making a big profit for their investors with the housing bubble, but I don't know if they want to spend all that time and effort to be long-term landlords. I mean, that's kind of a, you know, that can be good or bad, being a landlord. I mean, but then again, if there's a currency collapse and maybe Wall Street collapses again, and there won't be a bailout, so at least they'll they'll have
land. There'll always be a bailout. There'll always be a bailout, no matter how crooked or incompetent Wall Street acts. the government's always going to bail them out at our expense.
Yeah, it's really, I guess it's something new. I mean, people get mad at the government, but you know, we do need regulations. But it's kind of a corporate state now. It's not really communism.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just depressing. I mean, I don't know what to think. But, you know, there's so much power in these guys' hands, and our politicians are, I mean, George Bush and Obama and these people are, you know, just disgusting. I mean, they really did screw up this country, so.
Yeah, they really did. Well, what they did is they gutted it for the benefit of the ultra-rich elites. And, government, at least the way I was taught it was supposed to have operated from the founding fathers, was to manage the country for the benefit of the people and to act as sort of a referee between the needs of the general population and the interests of the big economic power. But our government is clearly on the side of the big money, which is why we are living under fascism.
Yeah, and they just lie to us, and our media is all controlled by the same people. So it's just what do they call it, trauma-based mind control or whatever. We're always in a constant state of one
there's
issue
always a
over another.
You know, swine flu, pig flu, bird flu, global warming, global cooling. You know, it's just one booga-booga after another.
Reminds me of Clinton, you know, all we did was hear about Lewinsky, you know, and that it was like he deregulated the media, deregulated derivatives. That guy did so much to screw things up. But the people didn't know, because when it was happening, I mean, the media was talking about other stuff. So, you know, that's why I quit trusting the mainstream media. Now, listen to Republic and stuff. But anyway, that's all I got, I guess. Just kind of a rant, so I guess we'll see what happens here long term. I mean, they're doing this all right now for a reason, so I guess we'll figure out.
Well, I imagine they've got some kind of a reason out there, and so thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Glenny there. Okay, looks like we lost Glenn. So let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Anyway, I want to talk about what happened during the week while I was here at W. Blabbermouth Schultz in the queer that would drove the truck into the crowd. He had a rainbow flag in his back of his bed of his truck. If you saw the video of that, Mike. They were all claiming that what was white supremacists that were going there trying to run over pride people. And this queer was, I guess, he got his foot stuck on the accelerator and he ran into the crowd and killed somebody and two other people got hurt. The media over here in South Florida is blaming it on white supremacy, but they figured out it wasn't that, it was one of their own.
Yeah, it was just a plain old-fashioned car accident.
Yeah, it was an accident that ran into one of them, so... Here we go with this nonsense by the Zog media. Filthy liars that they are. Even like I told you about, even with the Trump rallies here in Florida, Trump was getting 30, 40,000 people at a rally, fumbling between Biden couldn't get 20 people. And Trump still lost the election because they stole the damn election. And it's the buffoonery of this bumbling buffoon Irishman. By the way, it's not going to win the World's Strongest Man competition yesterday. The World's Strongest Man from Scotland. His brother, I believe, got sick. Something like that. But that was pretty cool to see that. This guy's big butt there. Mike, you know, go back. You know, I know all your emails, like an email me about time with the immigration. You know, I was listening to Revolt last night, and Revolt was right, absolutely right. California, there's no water. How the hell you have 9 million people in that state when there's no water? Why isn't Joe Collins explain that? How come about the guy in New Jersey never called in and talked about his governor? Just let all these illegals get $1,000 check every month. For free housing, a Section 8 housing. But all we heard for years from this guy was how bad Trump was. Bashing Trump. Trump's this, Trump's that. We never heard put a thing to this guy about bumbling buffoon Biden.
Okay, Tom. Tom, I need you to hold the microphone a little closer to your mouth because you're fading in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Much better. You can hear me, Mike?
I can hear you.
So, anyway, yeah, that's my point. We got people that call your show. They bash this guy, Trump, but they want this imbecile Biden in there. I mean, I just don't get it. And, you know, by the way, I think I saw a poll today, Mike, where DeSantis is actually would probably be stronger than Trump in some ways.
Yeah,
so I think
yeah,
that's what
that
may
well.
Happen with DeSantis. I think DeSantis, I would believe that Trump, though, if he were to run again, he would probably pick DeSantis as his running mate. No question about
well,
it.
Well, that's
you'd
been speculated
to.
About as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to potentially happen. But, you know, Mike, going back to all the buffoonery that's going on in the world, and especially in this country. Even you got Kim Jong-un saying, we ain't got no food in North Korea, so we're going to blame it on Biden. Can you imagine if that goes down, the scenario
yeah.
of that? I mean, these scenarios are getting out of hand with Zog, you know, Mike. But, again, you got Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz having kids at her at the Trump rally. You went to the actual Trump rally, you know, had 14, 15, 16-year-old kids hold the signs and said, F you, the President of the United States. But if Donald Trump's family or anybody in the Trump campaign would have done that at a Biden rally, oh, my gosh, it would have been sensationalized news for the next six months.
Yes.
They would have made it 6 months. And now, Mike, also going back to Juneteenth.
Yes.
You notice in Chicago we haven't heard a damn word about how many people got murdered over this weekend. We haven't heard a
yeah,
damn thing about Jesse Smollett.
Apparently Juneteenth was celebrated with a lot of violence.
Well, we haven't heard nothing actually in the media about that, Mike. We haven't even heard we haven't heard a peep about Molly Tibbetts. What happened with did he ever get charged, an illegal Mexican?
Not to my knowledge.
And we never heard nothing about that. We never heard about Jesse Smollett case. What's going on with that? With the Kem Fox, the DA. We never heard nothing. We haven't heard nothing, Mike. About the we haven't heard a damn word about the Durham report. What happened to the Durham report, Mike?
Yeah, that's a good question. I need to dig in on that one.
Yeah, I wish you would. I wish you would find out what happened with the Durham report and get it on your show and then let the audience know what the hell is going on with the Durham report.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know a lot of these things. I mean, you know, now you got this thing where Monica Lewinsky, she's got so much money now, she's going to be producing a movie or something. You heard about that?
Yes.
I mean, this country's off its rocker. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what's happened now. But, you know, Mike, going back to what Revolt was talking about last night about the water situation in California.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
bad.
True? That
it's really bad.
Is it that bad? Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about Mexico? How bad is the water situation over there?
I'm not really aware of what the water situation in Mexico is about, but I do know that along our West Coast, Oregon, Washington State, and California have really been hard hit, and that's significant because most people think of California as Silicon Valley and the movie studios, but California is a big part of our agricultural sector, and if they're not, you know, if they're having to turn off their water and let their plants die, then we're going to have a major, major food shortage in this country in the very near future.
Well, that's potentially disastrous because the North Koreans are going to blame the United States for starving them to death. But we'll see what happens. By the way, I hope Kevin, a great caller, Kevin and Jim from New York, I hope they call in your show. And it'd be nice to hear from Miles, too. I haven't heard those guys, especially Jim and Kevin, to call in. I hope Miles calls and some of these guys call in and, you know, the good callers that you got, and they call in the show. But, yeah, Mike, I'll let you leave it with this thought. You know, you say you get a lot of emails about me talking about immigration, but you know what, Mike? I don't care what anybody says. This is going to be the total ruination of this country in the next before the year 2025.
It's a major contributing factor. I agree. It is a very, very important issue. I just happen to feel that cleaning up the elections just takes a little priority over that. Anyway, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call.
Can I say one more thing, though? Yeah, Mike, one more thing. Mike, on the language barrier, how come these Hispanics are able to keep their language? You call the phone, but you can't have German, you can't have Italian. You can't have Polish. You can't have Danish, but they're allowed to have dial one for English and dial two for Spanish. How come that's the only culture allowed to do that?
I don't know, and maybe because there's enough of them to form a voting bloc. Anyway, listen, Tom, I'm going to let you go. The phone, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And I'm going to start with Al in Canada, but Al, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know that there are schools in the United States that actually teach Spanish, right?
Yes.
As a second language, so
yes,
that would kind of be why, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I called to talk about the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. As you know, it's up over $8 trillion
now. Yes.
And in a year, it's doubled. It went from 4 to over 8 in a year. Like, it's heading into Japan territory now, right?
Yes, it is.
And whereas, you know, Japan, I think their debt to GDP is, what, about 280%?
Okay, Al, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Yep. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you after this commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women,
Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of the program today on this Monday. We're talking with Al in Canada, and we were discussing Japan's economic crisis relative to that here in the United States.
Yeah, so Japan's balance sheet, the central bank's balance sheet, is probably sitting at around 280%. Most of the people in Japan are holding that, though, in bonds and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they kind of own their own debt, and it's... Can you imagine, Mike, what would happen if that debt was liquidated? The standard of living in Japan would just plummet.
Yes.
And, of course, it would, and of course, you know, like that would be felt all over the world because the same thing would start to happen everywhere else.
Yes.
But what's very interesting here is, and what, you know, I'm using tradingeconomics.com for this information, is right now they're showing the U.S. is... GDP growth rate now is 6.4%, and the unemployment rate is 5.8%. And we know this is all,
yeah,
these are all rigged, right?
Yes.
The inflation rate they're showing us 5%. That's a joke.
Yes.
It's closer to 20 if you look at shadow stats. Yes. So even it, let's just say this GDP growth rate is 6.4%, and if you look at the way they used to calculate inflation in the 80s, which is a lot closer to the truth, but not quite there. Even at 10%, well, it's a negative GDP growth. And to prove it, the proof is public debt. The proof is debt in general and wages. Obviously, people's wages aren't keeping up with inflation.
Yes.
Because debt is growing. And it's not just private debt, it's public debt, where the government, you know, just decides they can give away all these little goodies to people if they keep voting for them, or even if they don't, they'll just rig the polls anyway. But another one here at TradingStats.com is Trading Economics, is the coronavirus vaccination rate in the United States is at 94.82%.
Okay.
That's doses per 100.
Ah,
so I have to assume half the population has had two shots.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from this. I don't know whether it's true or not, but to me, because the Pfizer and the other one, there's a lot of them, you have to have two shots, right, Mike?
Yes.
Except for Johnson & Johnson?
No, the Johnson & Johnson is a single shot. The Pfizer and Moderna are two shots.
AstraZeneca is two as well.
Okay.
Right? Because they're still giving that out up here in Canada. I haven't had one, but the guy I work for, him and his buddy went to get this stuff on the same day. And 2 weeks later, his friend, this guy that had the AstraZeneca, and they were AstraZeneca shots, he had to go in for a procedure for a hernia. And his white blood count was down to 10. He'd never had any previous issues, so he had to go get a bunch of blood transfusions and everything else, and he's still sick.
Okay,
to this
Al,
day,
Al, I hate to interrupt
later.
It. It's the end of the program, so thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. This being Monday, I think that Steve Elkins is probably sharing the microphone with him. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. And please donate, and we'll be back tomorrow. So, let's see. Dr. Kelly and Dan Sutterfield are taking Stedmiller's show, talking about Front Sight. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website.
Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.